Brother Fred, what did he say? Okay. He may have turned his phone down or off. He may be trying to rest. So I asked if he wanted some of the brethren to come pray for him. But Jesus, I mean, I know there's two scriptures. One is, you know, call the elders of the church and anoint and pray. But then there was the centurion who said, just speak the word. And so I know our God heard our prayers tonight and for Brother Daniels. And I know he's suffering. So remember him this week in your prayers. And remember that in the storms of life, whether you're in the mountain or in the valley, he's there with you. You're called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. I believe that. If you love the Lord and you're called to his purpose, it's all going to work for your good. Heard that today. So just remember, whether you lose your job, you're sick, maybe he's in it with you. He's got a purpose in it. And don't cry on the doorstep with pity and say, God's, you know, forsaken me. Be asking, God, what is in this for me? What is in this for me? You know, you can go, was it Peter that said, rejoice in tribulation? Well, I don't know the tribulation that church, early church went through, but there was martyrs. But I don't think Peter was just talking about that. He knew that life, that if you're captivated by God and he calls you and chooses you, that you're in for a ride. And so, I didn't want to talk long. I felt with the we've had good things today. We've had good service today. We've had good worship. We've had the good spirit come in here this night tonight. And I want to leave here on a high note and go home and think and meditate on these things. And let's, you know. Pick somebody out. I'm going to ask y'all to do something this week. I don't know if y'all do it or not. That you've never called in this church. Get their phone number and call them this week. We got to blend a little more, you know, I think. You know, if you don't have my number, you've never talked to me, call me. I look forward to hearing from you. Just to tell me you love me. Let's try to make that a little effort. Just try it one time. Let's see how it works. If there's somebody in this church you haven't talked to on the phone, or just call them and tell them hi. So give you a little food for thought there, something to try. Let's stand up tonight, and I like to thank God before we leave. Let's turn my mic down. Let's think. Yeah, so any special requests before we do that? Yeah. Okay, let's have Brother Matt testimony. You want us to all sit down, let you testify? We'll sit down anyway, let you tell it. Matt, don't
get up or else. It's kind of a bad thing, but it's kind of a good thing. But Friday, it was about 3 o'clock, and I was picking up, and the supervisor said, Dwight was the foreman over the whole job. He said, he wanted you to call him. And I was like, oh, great. The only time they ever want you to call him is they got bad news. I was like, because I already knew one guy got laid off. And I was like, here it comes. So he goes, I'm sorry. He goes, I I hate to do this to you, but he goes, we're just running low on work, and I'm going to have to lay you off. I was like, oh, man. I was like, okay. He goes, I really wish I could keep you because I just don't have any work for you. I was like, okay. But then one of the guys I work with, he goes, you know what? He goes, don't worry. He goes, I think I can get you a job by Monday. I was like, okay, cool. So he goes, I'll make some phone calls, and I'll call you later. I was like, all right. So, I mean, I didn't think anything about it, and I was just like, man. I was like, I know God gave me that job. What's up? And I was like, God, you have to be a reason in this for something. And we went home, and we got the girls ready, and we had to go to Walmart and get groceries. And he called me in the middle of going through Walmart, and I don't get a very good signal, but I was able to get the phone number he gave me. And he goes, call this guy and tell him I told you to call him, and he'll get you a job if they've got work. I was like, okay, I'll do that. So when we got done, I called him up, and first time I called him, he wasn't there. He was out doing something. So his wife said, call back in 15 minutes, he'll be back. I said, okay. So I called him, and I started talking to him, and he said, well, George, which is the guy that recommended me to him, he goes, he is a really good friend of mine. He goes, he highly recommended you. And he goes, so if we've got work, he goes, I'll definitely give you work. And then we just got to talking, and he said, well, where are you from? I was like, I'm from Springfield. He goes, oh. He goes, well, then you know about Star. No, he asked me where I worked in Springfield. I said, well, I worked for a company called Conley Plumbing. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, I know a bunch of people that used to work there. I was like, oh, well, cool. He goes, do you know Star Mechanical, which is a big mechanical supply house there in Springfield? I was like, yeah, I know it very well. He goes, well, I worked there for 10 years. And anybody that knows my dad, he's in there every morning when they open, and he's in there every evening when right at the end of the day. I was like, well, you know what? You probably know my dad. He goes, who's your dad? I said, Roy Durham. He goes, oh, my goodness. He goes, it's a small world. He goes, yeah, I know your dad. He goes, I consider him a really good friend. He goes, well, my goodness, you just scored two good stars. So I just thought it
was. Maybe a job for your dad there.
And I did. I talked to him. I said, well, my dad's moving down here. He's fixing to retire, and he's looking for some work. He goes, well, I may be able to find him something to do. And I was like, well, thank you, God. I mean, it was a bad thing, but it turned out. I was like, well,
hallelujah.
Look at the blessing. I just looking forward to seeing what's coming up. So pray about it. And he's got to give me a call back and find out and all this. So he said a minimum of 2 weeks before I could get on, but it gives me some time to take care of the twins. But just pray with me. And I just thought that was real encouraging that I just trusted God. I was like, I told Reba, I was like, he'll give me something. I mean, he's taking care of us this whole year. I mean, and every job I've gotten has gotten better. So I was like, well, what's this one going to be? Am I going to be a millionaire out of it or what? So just... Exactly. We can hope. So just pray with me and that it all works out. And I know it will, but I just wanted to give that little testimony.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Has anybody got another uplifting testimony like that one? We'll stick around a little longer. Praise God. Praise God. Brother Oates is needing our prayer about something, aren't you? Pray for him. Lord, give him the strength to jump from more through
Amen.
More hoops.
Amen. Bless him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Lived it.
Oh, visitor.
Did anybody get his name for us?
Got his name? All right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I just saw you was at church. I just stopped by. My name is Apostle Kendrick Perry. I'm the pastor of Psalms 150 Praise and Worship Center. And one of my members have an aunt that go here, Christian Martin. Amen. Christian Martin is my member. And I'm just stopped by. Ain't y'all happy with Jesus?
Yes, amen. Huh? Hallelujah.
I'm going to ask you again, are you happy with Jesus?
Yes.
All right. I thought I was in the right place. Amen. So I'm just stopping by, and that's it. Amen. Just stop by, and I'm gonna come back when I have a little more time. All right. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm happy with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise.
Let's praise him before we go.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. What a wonderful day with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus, we thank you for all your goodness and all your work that you've done in our lives. Hallelujah.